If you've recently received a text message from the town of Collingwood regarding unpaid parking tickets, you may have been the intended target of a scam. Collingwood OPP Const. Trevor McKean says town text message scam is one of many to watch out for in Collingwood, while grandparent scams are still among the most often seen by the force. We're still dealing with many of the same scams. People are still falling victim to the grandparent scam, McKean said. Sadly, with the advancements in artificial intelligence, it helps the people perpetuating these scams. McKean said one of the best ways people can protect themselves is to make themselves aware of tactics scammers may use. In a grandparent scam, a scammer will phone up a senior pretending to be that person's grandchild and tell them they need money to bail them out of jail. McKean said many scammers will scour public Facebook pages, and many seniors are happy to post videos and photos of their families, which can be used by scammers to imitate voices and find names of relatives. People post a lot more videos now, and the scammers can hear their voices. Through AI, they can alter their own voices, he said. McKean also said that part of the Canadian bail system means anyone who acts as a surety to post someone's bail must appear in person or virtually in court to do so, and will not be required to hand over money on the phone. It's not real. We don't put a deposit down here. They would be informed of conditions. It's just a pledge, they don't have to put any money down, he said. Also, people in jail here can make as many calls as they need to reach a surety. Other types of scams include romance, extortion, investment, loan and merchandise scams. A mortgage scam was becoming more common in Collingwood, specifically as of last year. There are new scams by email or text messages every day, he said. They're just waiting for someone to respond to them. In 2022, the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, CAFC, received over 91,000 reports totaling approximately $530 million in losses, the highest fraud losses on record. Ontario was the province with the most frauds reported that year, 25,595, costing victims $213 million. Overall, McKean says to think critically about email and text messages you may get that are not solicited. Look for grammatical errors, because the majority of the scams originate from Asia or Africa, where English isn't their first language, he said. He also said that whenever heard as fraud and scam presentations in the community, he is regularly alerted by attendees to new scams he's never heard of before. The town of Collingwood noted in an email that correspondence regarding parking infractions will only ever be delivered by mail.